Good evening, Dr. Schnee dictated a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry report on patient Ralph Long. On 12/12/23, Mr. Long performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was mildly impaired period. There was mild impairment in flow rates period. The air velocity index was less than one period. The ratio of FVF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. After bronchodilators, there was normalization of airflow with continued minimal restrictive lung disorder period. Compared to a prior study data 12/14/22, there's been no significant change period, no paragraph impression, minimal restriction with minimal reversible airways obstruction showing no significant change period. Next 6-minute walk test on John Shipman. This goes to Oceanside Family Medicine. On 12/12/23, Mr. Shipman performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 96% period. Patient did achieve 491 meters in 6 minutes, and the saturation fluctuated from 96 to 86, but was able to complete the test on room air period. New paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without significant demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, 6-minute walk test on Thomas Norris. This goes to Dr. Miner. On 12/12/23, Mr. Norris performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 99% period. The patient walked 462 meters in 6 minutes, and the saturation at the end of the study was 99% period. New paragraph impression, minimal exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Martin Hatcher. This goes to Dr. Salena. On 12/12/23, Mrs. Hatcher performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction nor bronchial reactivity period. New paragraph, normal study. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Elizabeth Phillips. This goes to Dr. Lee Vaughn. On 12/12/23, Mrs. Phillips performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. There was a moderate degree of airways obstruction period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FVF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. There was no improvement after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 6/8/23. There's been mild improvement period, no paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing some improvement. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Douglas Elsnick. This goes to Dr. Girard. On 12/12/23, Mr. Elsnick performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, with moderate impairment in flow rates period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FVF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. After bronchodilators, there was normalization of airflow and lung volumes and when compared to a prior study dated 6/6/23, there's been improvement period. New paragraph impression, moderate reversible airways obstruction showing improvement versus improved effort after bronchodilators. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Regina Alexander. This goes to Dr. Pieper. On 12/12/23, Mrs. Alexander performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there's a minimal impairment of flow rates, period. The air velocity index was 1, period. The ratio of FVF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. After bronchodilators, there was near normalization of airflow with continued minimal reduction of forced vital capacity, period. compared to a prior study dated 6/7/2023. There's been some improvement. Period. New paragraph impression, minimal restriction with minimal airways obstruction with bronchial reactivity showing improvement. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Marjorie Chodakoff. On 12/12/23, this goes to Dr. Bocook. On 12/12/23, Mrs. Chodakoff performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction with normalization of airflow after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 6/14/23. There's been no significant change. Period. New paragraph impression, minimal reversible airways obstruction showing no change consistent with asthma. Period. Thank you.